We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four, we got him up. Pickle was like looking at his phone earlier in the week when I recorded with him. And I did the raise the four fingers for quarter four, and he looked at me like I was from Pluto, and Ross summarily undressed him very quickly. Like, Pickle, what are you doing?
Ross has no issues with dressing somebody down on this podcast. I think we've all experienced it.
So it's Bob Flounders. He's Penn State football beat writer from Penn Live and the Patriot News. I'm Andy Shea. We're going to continue our spring series on the 25 most important players. This is part two. We got through numbers 25 through 21. When we did the segment last week, we're going to continue on and hopefully get through more than five.
You never know. I think we will.
But these are your rankings. You put these in 1 through 25 order a couple weeks ago. We're going to break it down even further. We're going to start with number 20 this week. It's defensive end.
Just real quick, why don't you just count down the first five so people know that we've addressed some players already.
I erased them.
Okay. I wish my memory was as good. We'll get back to it later in the segment. So let's just go.
So for next week, where we start next week.
25 was – I know, wait. This is great podcasting. Oh, my goodness. 25 was the new safety, number 17, Garrett Taylor. He was 25.
Okay.
I know that. I believe Mennett was 23, Michael Mennett.
Okay.
That's two of the five. There's more coming, but let's just get to 20 before I take this podcast off the rails.
So for next week, where we end up and where we pick off, we will recap 25 to where we get. How about that? So I wanted to make sure I knew where we were, so I cut the ones off that we did from the list.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, it is not live, but it is live. All right, number 20 is defensive end Shaka Toney.
Yeah. Situational pass rusher, still only about 220 pounds.
Will we ever stop talking about him not being
I don't
heavy
see
enough?
How you can when you see him out there. He looks like he you know,
even in the
spring, Juwan Johnson is like 15 pounds heavier than this
correct.
Guy.
Correct. And Justin Shorter is going to come in and be bigger than him.
I think the tip off was right away when the minute they started talking about Toney when he was eligible to play off his red shirt. Like right away, and they said, look, he's not big, but he's got to play. And we're like, well, if he's 220 pounds,
right?
Like, what can he do? And you can see the thing I remember most about his year last year was he had a great game at Northwestern.
Yep,
really a game changer at Northwestern, and he just missed on a lot of plays last year because he usually comes from so far outside
correct.
That either he gets a hand on the guy and he steps up, and that's something that as he gets as he learns to play with strength, hopefully, and with power, and he builds a repertoire, and he's just not an outside guy, I think he'll be a much more effective player. But it's hard to keep him on the field when you think that team might run the ball.
Correct.
But he definitely can affect the passing game from one of those outside. As a pure pass rusher, from the end spot, he might be their best pure
He might
pass
be
rusher.
Their best pure pass
but
rusher.
But he's still not a three-down player, and that's why he's not, A, starting – and B, further up the list. I do think it's probably fair to point out he did not play in the Fiesta Bowl. I believe it was a suspension. James never really talked about it, as was his wont. But he was MIA.
All right, let's keep moving on down the list to try and get as many in as possible. 19 is the Lion. That would be Tommy Stevens. I'm surprised he's not higher.
Yeah.
Because I know, by the way, I want to go back to Shaka Toney real quick because it just hit me. I think Shaka Toney is one of James Franklin's man crushes. That's just me.
Okay.
I think he's a James Franklin man crush guy. Like, James wants to use him. So, 19, we're going to talk about Tommy Stevens. Backup quarterback, maybe the H-back, maybe the tight end, red zone option, two quarterbacks if Penn State goes to the new quarterback, the new sort of thing, which is using the two quarterbacks. But 19 is the Lion.
6'5", 230, about the same body type as Juwan Johnson. Not as fast as Juwan Johnson, but by the end of the year, he could be a top five player. I mean, he can just think about Penn State, what they could do with him. You saw a little bit of it in the Fiesta Bowl. Of course, now just remember, they were trying to keep him at that point. He was mulling a transfer, and he says he thought about it, but he's now kind of committed to Penn State.
He
and
is.
He's going to let it fly.
Yep.
But Tommy, you can use Tommy as a running back. You can use Tommy in the slot. You can use Tommy as an outside receiver. I mean, you can use him in so many different ways. He could be the goal line back for all we know. I just – you look at what he did. I know it was Maryland, but you look at how he ran against Maryland, how he ran against Michigan late in that game when they were trying to run it up on Jim Harbaugh. I think it really behooves Penn State to try and incorporate this guy into the offense. And my guess is if one of the tight ends doesn't step up, you're going to see him a lot in the red zone because he can do a lot more things. And I do think he's probably a little low on this list, but he didn't practice in the spring, and his role is not defined, so this is where he lands.
All right, number 18 is defensive tackle Robert Windsor, a little lighter. Is it 20-something pounds?
20 pounds. He played at 300. They listed him at 280. He did look lighter. Starting nose tackle. I'm not sure who else they really love at nose tackle, but he's a guy. He's a valuable guy that he's a valuable guy to Penn State. Now, just remember, since Penn State's been there, they've been pretty blessed.
They have
nose
been
tackle.
Since James
Austin Johnson is an NFL player. Parker Cothran is not Austin Johnson, but I thought he was very unsung.
Yep.
Willing
very
to,
solid.
Willing,
Big Ten
willing
tackle.
To do a lot of the things that didn't show up, you know, on the stat sheet. Robert Windsor played almost right away. I just think he'll probably flourish with added snaps. I think he's a talented player. By the way, just so we're clear, 25 is Garrett Taylor.
Got it right.
Supposed to start at safety. 24, Yetur Gross-Matos, one of those defensive ends that can do a lot of things. Young player, played as a true freshman last year. Michael Mennett, possibly the right guard at 23.
You had that one right.
Camp Brown at 22. I think he's one of their starting three linebackers. Shane Simmons at 21, much like Shaka Toney. Looks like a situational speed pass rusher that he should take a leap forward to this year. It's about time this blue chip recruit had a bigger impact on the defense.
All right. Thank you, Jim, for giving us the five guys that I took off the list. And we didn't know, but you got two of them, Bob. All right, let's keep moving. Number 16 is offensive tackle Chaz Wright.
I know. I I'm guilty of it. One of the most overlooked players on the team, underappreciated. You look at him, it doesn't look like he moves particularly well, but he was never, I thought, in Penn State's plans in 2016, and all those tackles got hurt. You know, Andrew Nelson got hurt. Paris Palmer,
got
who actually
hurt.
Played well, got hurt. They had some other injuries. All of a sudden, Chaz Wright, I think it was the Iowa game, he's playing tackle, and he did not play tackle well at the start. He got better. And no one's really taken him out of the lineup since.
Right, that's
played last year. He was working with the first team in spring. He's a mountainous man. I don't think there's a scenario where they ever want him back at left tackle because I think of
right.
his footwork. But I think at right tackle, I think he can get the job done, and I do think that he probably doesn't get enough credit.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. We're closing out quarter number four. He's Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. I'm Andy Shea. We're continuing our countdown of the 25 most important players. We're in segment number two of this. The one thing I want to say about Chaz Wright is you said he's underappreciated and undervalued. When I list their offensive linemen, and I'm including Will Fries as six, for some reason in my mind, I always put Chaz sixth.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking, over time, I'm like, this guy should be valued more for what he's been able to do. Productivity-wise, he still whiffs. On occasion, he still misses, and then that's why you don't want him at left tackle, like you said. But I'm like, if you got a right tackle that you can count on and it's consistent, what is ever wrong with that? I mean, me being a Bucs fan, Donovan Smith, Bucs fans hate him. All he ever does is play at left tackle. Mm-hmm. Every single game since he was drafted, all he's ever done is start and play every single game. What more do you want? So let's keep going. We're getting up to number 15. Is it
15 or 16?
16 was Chaz Wright. Am I correct?
Yeah. 17 was
Buckholz.
We skipped Buckholz.
Did I skip Buckholz?
Yeah. Let's talk about Buckholz at 17. Ryan Buckholz, defensive end.
Sorry.
One of my
crushes. That is your man
Pennsylvania
crush.
Kid. Can kick inside to tackle. surprised at the end of spring that he talked about the fact that he lost weight, and he was talking about he wanted to kind of have a home at end. I don't know. That sounds good in theory, but if they need help at tackle, guess who's going to be kicking inside, you know, when the Big Ten season starts? He's a guy that when Torrence Brown got hurt, he became the starter with Sharif, and he was playing well. He was one of two players that got hurt in the Ohio State game. They lost Bates and they lost Buchholz. And I think that Penn State was really kind of missed Buchholz at defensive end. He's not flashy, but he's got the size, and I do think he's got another level in him. I think when you talk about Penn State's defensive ends, he's another guy that people kind of – he gets lost in the shuffle. I think, though, the Penn State coaching staff and Sean Spencer really know how valuable he is.
I think before he got hurt last year, right?
Yeah.
Remember when he got hurt? I think he was sort of becoming one of those players that was on the cusp of really breaking out. And I think he's going to pick right up where he left off. I think he's going to be really important to Penn State's defense this year.
All right, so let's recap 20 to where we are right now before we move forward. Just real quick.
20 is Shaka Toney.
Yep.
19 is the Lion, Tommy Stevens.
Yep.
18 is defensive tackle Robert Windsor.
We got to him.
17 is defensive end Ryan Buchholz. 16, offensive tackle Chaz Wright.
And the last guy we're going to talk about on this segment is?
Offensive guard Steven Gonzalez.
Another, like, he's right there with Wright as far as overlooked, but you can't get him out of the lineup. I thought in the 2017 blue-white game when he played with the white team that he was in the doghouse.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He wasn't getting out. And then he got his job back in the fall, and he's a big guy, tough to move. There are times in the game where it looks like he gets beat or it looks like he struggles with quicker guys inside, but we don't know the whole story with that. All I know is it's like the heavyweight champ. You got to knock him out to beat him, and I don't know that there's a young interior offensive lineman that's gonna replace this guy.
Right,
I mean,
now
he's gonna have to get hurt, and he's a guy that gets overlooked. And I think this is about the right spot for him. And I just wonder if he gets a little bit better, is he gonna be a guy maybe we're talking about in the 2019 NFL draft? I don't know. I just feel like him and Wright, I think that if they take a little bit of a step, who knows what, everything's possible after what Apke did.
That's a good point. And Gonzalez and Wright were two guys that weren't even like on the depth chart to a degree prior.
He's another one that played in 2016 when they were in trouble and thought about burning Will Fry's red shirt.
Yeah, he's been stable and he's a very strong man. So, all right, that'll do it for this week's edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks to everybody here at the Keystone Sports Network. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.